Welcome to Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. The heart of this program is to equip the body of Christ to walk in freedom through the power of deliverance. And now, here is Minister Betty Jones.
You know, one of the things I'd like to talk about today, just for a few minutes, I'd like to ask a question. How fresh is your oil? You know, we can see in Scripture the anointing oil in the Old Testament, that when a prophet, priest, or king was anointed, they would pour oil on their head, and it would run down their beard, run down their garment, unto the bottom of the garment. So that readied them and equipped them, representing the Holy Spirit, the power of God, the presence of God, the anointing of God, the mantle of God, the call of God, the commission of God. So there were a lot of things in the Old Testament that oil signified. And there's even a recipe in the Old Testament of exact ingredients in the anointing oil. Now, coming over into the New Testament, that the important thing in a lamp is that you have oil. People in Scripture, they understood what it was to have a lamp with oil. The oil was not the fire, but the wick had to be soaked in the oil, and then the fire came. So if you ever lived in West Texas like I did for 11 years, you'll understand the importance of a lantern with lamp oil in it, because we would lose electricity quite often. Wind would blow, power lines get down, freeze come in, power lines go down, or just the power lines go down. So everyone, if you've lived there any length of time, you had a lamp, just like Grandma and Grandpa had. They had a lamp. Well, I had a lamp in every room, and I would make sure that I had new wicks, and I would make sure that I had fresh oil, because you didn't want to burn rancid oil. Have you ever opened up a thing of oil and that oil was so old it smelled and it was rancid? We are living in a time where I don't think it's inappropriate to ask, how fresh is my oil? How fresh is my relationship with the Lord? In Luke 10:24, we are living in such an hour. It says, many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see. I tell you, King David would have loved to live in this moment, to see what we're seeing. You and I are living in the closing of the ages. And I know we've heard it preached and ministered for years. Jesus is coming. The bridegroom cometh. But never has it been any truer or any more expedient than we realize the urgency that we are living in. These are actually very exciting days. They're challenging for sure, but they're exciting. This is surely not the time to quit. This is the time to press in. In John 9:4, it says, we must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. The night is coming, and then no one can work. So what an admonition in the book of John. We must quickly carry out the tasks assigned us by the one who sent us. If we are going to reach the world, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with fresh oil. On the day of Pentecost, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. So it's so important to have fresh infillings. By Acts 4, the place where they prayed was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, all of them had already been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but this was a fresh infilling of the oil of heaven. You know, we live in such a time that many are not ready. If the bridegroom came today, there would be many not ready. In Matthew 24, verse 45 and 46, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. A faithful servant. Jesus himself said, When I come back, will I find faith? Will I find faithful servants of God? We should live as if Jesus is coming today. You wonder what things would we change in our lives if we knew Jesus was coming at 6 p.m. tonight. We must continue to occupy and go about our daily life, even though we know we are to get ready and stay ready and be ready for the coming of the Lord. In Matthew 24, 47 through 49, verily I say unto you that he shall make him ruler over all his goods. But if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delays his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. I can't imagine a worse scenario than an empty lamp at midnight. In Matthew 25, the first six verses, five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, listen, there was a midnight cry. Cry was made at midnight. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. And this is when the separation began to be seen, as they went out to meet the bridegroom. Matthew 25, verse 7 through 13. Then all these virgins arose. They all went, all 10 of them, and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. They realized, oh my goodness, we're out of oil. We didn't bring any reserve oil. We have no more oil for our lamp. They didn't realize that till the cry at midnight. For our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there not be enough for us and you. But you go rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready, there's that word ready again, went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, the five foolish, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You know, we're living in the day. Hebrews 12:1 says, lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily besets us. Lord, I do that today. I lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily besets me. Lord, today I press into you. This is a wonderful day to press into God. You know, the disciples came back to Jesus and said, "Oh, Master, even the demons obey us." And he said, "Rejoice not that the demons obey you, but rejoice that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life." When it all boils down, that is going to be the question. Is my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Jesus was giving them an eternal view, not just a daily view. Yes, demons obey because they're all defeated. And it's a great thing for the person in bondage to know that no demon can rule them. There's no demon more powerful than the blood of Jesus. God will set us aflame. He will set us aflame with the fresh fire of God. When Elijah went and said, "Who do I tell them your name is?" And he said, "The God that answereth by fire." When we have fresh oil and our wick is trimmed, we will have fresh fire. This is the day of the outpouring of the fresh oil of the Holy Ghost. We are living in that day. You know, it is important that our declaration and our confession agrees with the Word of God. So one of the ways for fresh oil is, of course, through prayer, through fasting, and through declaration, getting our mouth in alignment with the Word of God. It is so important that we speak the living Word. We speak what God says. We put ourselves in agreement and alignment with the Word of God. For instance, I am healed. Jesus bore stripes on his back, 1 Peter 2:24. And by his stripes we are healed. I am the healed of the Lord. Every cell in my body is working. I shall not die prematurely. I shall live and declare the works of the Lord. I have the life of God on the inside of me. That same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me. My mortal body is quickened right now. No sickness or disease can stay on my body. It has to leave. The Spirit of Christ is greater than any attack on my body, because greater is He who is in me than he that is in the world. I have the life of God in me. I am cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Jesus is my healer. And he lives on the inside of me. There's victory in that name, strength in that name, righteousness in that name, freedom in that name. There is power in that name. By that name, I live and move and have my being. My life is not my own. I am hid in Christ. I am seated in heavenly places, ruling and reigning above all principalities. Thank you, Jesus. Now listen, that is fresh oil. It is a must as we live in this hour to be ready. If you're not ready, get ready. Call on the name of the Lord, and you shall be saved. Lord Jesus, come and dwell in me. Jesus, I believe you died for me. You arose for me. And I receive you right now. Just like the thief on the cross said, "Lord, remember me." I say, "Lord, remember me." I choose you as my King, as my Master, as my Lord. I want to be ready when the bridegroom cometh. You have a wonderful day. I call you blessed.
Thank you for joining us for Freedom on Purpose with Minister Betty Jones. Tune in again next time for more on the power of deliverance. To find out more about this ministry, visit dirministry.com.